Regarding Christ's Object Lessons, circa 1901.
I prayed the Lord to work out this matter. Then I said, Lord, what can I do?
I was impressed that I could donate the royalties on the book Christ's Object Lessons, and such a joy came into my heart that this might be done. At first, I questioned whether I should be unable to settle with my workers for the expense of the preparation, but afterward, the matter was so deeply impressed on my mind that I was not for one moment tempted to draw back. Then, clearer and more convincing, encouraging light came that this would be the means of unifying the churches, inasmuch as all could act a part in doing this work. The printing offices would unite with me in making a donation in publishing the book, and then all the churches could act a part in selling the book, and they would be receiving an experience in this work that was just what they greatly needed. The circumstances that would naturally occur in interesting themselves in the sale of this book would accomplish good, inasmuch as the Lord would prepare the way and open hearts to purchase the books. And the Spirit of the Lord would accompany the workers and bless them in canvassing and selling the book. Many a prayer has been made to our Heavenly Father by those who, for some reason, are not in a situation for selling the book, but whose hearts are in sympathy with those who can engage in the work of canvassing and disposing of their quota of books. The prayers of those whose hearts and sympathies are with the ones who are actively engaged in doing their best to handle the book and dispose of it please the Lord well. Not only to believers, but to unbelievers will a blessing come. A blessing will come to those who canvass and sell the books, and to those who purchase the books to cooperate in the good object of clearing all debts from our schools. The Lord moves upon those who are of all denominations and gives them a heart to add a part in this good work. And as they read the book, the Holy Spirit makes impressions upon human minds. The truth that is contained in the book will speak for itself, and the light will shine forth in the principles that are expressed in it. Let those who have faith pray the Lord that this book may continue to do its good work in various ways, and souls be led to the Lord Jesus Christ. I have all faith in sincere prayer. Brethren, in every church, pray for the success of the workers in their various ways of disposing of the book. The Holy Ghost is an unseen worker to teach the canvasser, who is a worker together with God. This branch of the work is the Lord's, and divinity and humanity are combined. And in the place of the publishing institutions forgiving the debt, there is a spirit awakened to handle the books by this method, which is so signally expressed as being the will of God. The workers make themselves responsible for the selling of a certain number of books. The Lord sees it all, and the Lord will let His lesson come to the workers in answer to the prayer of faith. I have faith in the Lord that He will open the way before me, that I shall have means to help in advancing His work in many places. I ask the prayers of the believing people of God that He will give me physical strength, mental clearness, and spiritual power to stand in my lot and in my place.